Hi, this is Governor Asa Hutchinson. In 2009, a 21-year-old interior design major at the University of Arkansas took a risk, trusted her gut, and started her own business on just $100. Today, that business, a clothing boutique called Riff Raff, is a million-dollar operation with storefront locations in Fayetteville and Dallas and a strong online presence. Owner Kirsten Stuckey, now 28, first started Riff Raff mainly as a refurbished furniture store that also sold jewelry and clothing. But as customers continued to buy out the store's small clothing inventory, she quickly geared toward consumer demand, which was for that trademark Riff Raff style that combines modern millennial taste and sweet southern charm. You can thank Stuckey and Riff Raff for popularizing the use of the state geographic outline on t-shirts and other items. Kirsten launched her store in what is currently the state's strongest startup business climate, Northwest Arkansas. With a supportive community and up-and-coming merchandise, Riff Raff took off fast. In its first year, Riff Raff had more than $100,000 in sales, mostly to local customers. This year, the company projects some $6 million in sales. It employs 42 people, all under the age of 25. And recently, Inc. magazine named Kirsten Stuckey one of its 30 under 30 business owners for 2015. In the coming years, Kirsten hopes to open a third Riff Raff store and to make shopriffraff.com and online branch Charlie Southern nationwide names. Her $100 investment has turned into a small industry. Since day one, Kirsten has used social media to promote Riff Raff and later help gauge her buying inventory. She also taps into that growing network of other small business owners in Arkansas who lend advice. Over the last 5 years, more than 300 startup businesses have launched in Northwest Arkansas. It's no surprise. Arkansas is an ideal location for starting a business. According to a CNBC study, Arkansas boasts the nation's second lowest cost of doing business. Our long tradition of innovation and pioneering spirit, along with Arkansas's increasingly friendlier tax structure, complements our proximity to 40% of the nation's population and major business centers. Then there's that intangible Arkansas spirit. It's embodied by Kirsten Stuckey, an entrepreneur with talent, vision, and the courage to put herself out there, to take a chance, to risk failure, to make her own way in the world. As governor, I want government to enable the Kirsten Stuckeys and not get in their way. After all, they're chasing their own version of the American dream, and we need to ensure that there is no better place to dream than right here in Arkansas. I'm pleased to bring this report from the governor's office in Little Rock. Have a great weekend.